This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The world's top-ranked rugby team, the New Zealand All Blacks, are making a rare visit this weekend. They'll play the U.S. national team in Chicago. More than 60,000 people are expected at Soldier Field. And in point of fact, you are likely to be seeing more rugby in the next couple of years because the sport is returning to the Olympic Games in 2016. Sally Herships has the business opportunities therein.
At Xavier High School in New York, the rugby team is strength training. Bench squats, leg curls, deadlifts. These kids are serious. They could end up at the Olympics one day playing rugby.
It's a game played by gentlemen, but it's a ruthless game.
Jack Palillo is a junior. He plays 15-a-side rugby. The teams playing at the Olympics will use 7 players. And just in case you don't know, rugby is a cross between football and soccer. You can't throw the ball forward and the players don't wear helmets. And for American pro athletes, there's another difference.
We're a business program. What do you think it's like to be a rugby pro athlete compared to like an NFL player?
You're definitely not getting paid as much.
Let's be honest. In America, football, basketball, and baseball are king. So does the Olympic announcement mean more business for rugby? Depends on where you look. Take the office of Mike Principi. He's CEO of the Legacy Agency, a sports marketing and management company in New York.
So looking around, I see a football, a basketball.
There's some baseball bats there. There's a rugby jersey on the wall.
You do have something from rugby.
I do have something from rugby. Candidly, we didn't spend a ton of time thinking about rugby 5 years ago. We didn't spend a ton of time thinking about it 3 years ago.
But now they are. Principi says it's not often the United States is considered a developing market. And with rugby going to the Olympics, it is. And he says because the Olympics goes out to TV viewers around the world, NBC and other sponsors will spend ungodly amounts of money on broadcast rights and commercials. And we're not talking a couple hundred million.
How much is an ungodly amount of money?
Billions of dollars.
Billions?
Billions.
But ask the folks who run the national rugby team, and finding funding is a different story. Nigel Melville is CEO of USA Rugby, the national governing body for the sport.
Well, there was a perception around the world that the minute the game went Olympic, suddenly everybody would be throwing tons and tons of dollars at all the big countries, the big Olympic countries.
Melville says in Russia and China, government money did get thrown at rugby. But in the USA, not so much.
The biggest challenge over here is there is no government funding. You know, it's reliant on sponsors and fundraising.
What is our rugby team called, by the way?
Our rugby team is called the Eagles.
That's our national team. And there's a donate button on the Eagles website. Melville says the athletes training for the Olympics get a stipend, only about $20,000 a year. But back at Xavier High School, there's another draw for 16-year-old John Patterson.
It's kind of associated with, you know, foreign but yet manliness, so it's always good.
That exotic allure, trying to get the ladies that way?
It works most of the time.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.